You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Broadcasting across the state of Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and around the world on the Civic Media app, this is the Dom Salvia Show. And now, here's your host, Dom Salvia.
And welcome to the Dom Salvia Show. Thank you so much for tuning in and listening, but you can also be a part. Pick up the lines, hit us up, 855-752-4842. It's a talk line. It's a text line. Just PS working hard on the board for you all. We are going to get to the Wall Street Journal's article highlighting some of the big asks by the J6 insurrectionist bastards about, you know, having the pardon apply to other crimes like murder for hire, child pornography, and so forth. However, we have been talking about the alleged fraud at the Social Security Administration. Elon Musk has claimed, oh, there's lots of fraud. People are 150 years old, cashing checks. Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt has gone on Fox News last night talking about, well, they haven't dug into the books yet, but they suspect. Some people say, I've heard. There was a meme on the internet, and I saw it on Fox Don't Call It News. All those things you should probably double check. I'm just saying. She said that they suspect there are tens of millions of deceased people receiving fraudulent Social Security payments. I wonder if those are the same tens of millions of people that are fraudulently voting as well, right? Don't forget that. That's another big rallying cry from the GOP when they lose, the hell, even when they win elections. 855-752-4842. But some folks want to jump in on that conversation. So we'll continue the SSA conversation for a bit more. 855-75-CIVIC. Susan from McFarland, you will be next. Welcome, Susan. What do you got?
Oh, I just wanted to say that every time somebody dies, they get their Social Security number and they report it to the Social Security. And my husband passed away and they withdrew his Social Security and his VA benefits like within a blink.
Wow.
It's so quick. It takes so long to get VA benefits. But boy, when he died, they were out of the checking account quickly. So,
well, Susan, well, sorry for your loss. Let me ask you though. I mean, so you mentioned it was difficult for your husband to get signed up. It was a lengthy process to get his VA benefits. Was that what you're saying?
Yes. It takes a long time and a lot of work to prove that you are disabled he was in Vietnam. Mm-hmm. So it took months, if not over a couple of years to get those benefits for him.
Wow. And after he passed, Susan, how long did it take for the government to rescind and take away those benefits?
Less than 2 weeks.
Wow. That seems pretty efficient to me, doesn't it? At least on the back end.
Yeah, it is very efficient on the back end. And there's so many hoops you have to go through to get be considered disabled with the VA.
Yeah.
It's all garbage, actually. So I feel, you know, my mom passed, the same thing happened to her. Her Social Security was taken out within less than a month after she passed. So it goes quick.
Susan, as far as signing up for the benefits and having to prove the disability and being the veteran in Vietnam, as you mentioned, what was your thought as you both were going through that? Did you think it was cumbersome on the front end? Did you think it was proper and righteous? What was your thought as you were going through that process, if you recall?
No, it was very cumbersome because you had to go to see the doctors and you have to be proven that you had a disability. You also, because a lot of the disabilities from war are not physical, they're mental. Mm-hmm. And you have to go to a doctor, then you have to be screened by several people. They have to say that you, and the VA has specific benefits they give out for whatever theater you were in. So in Vietnam, it took a long time for them to even consider Agent Orange as a disability for
right.
heart problems.
Yeah, yeah.
And so it's very difficult. I mean, it's very difficult. They have such narrow parameters. So, yeah. I mean, nobody can just run in there and get Sam 100% disabled and walk out and get benefits.
And walk out with a check. Uh-huh. Right, right. Yeah. Susan, thank you for sharing your experiences with us. I certainly appreciate your perspective. 855-752-4842. Joe from Madison, you're next. Welcome, Joe. What do you got for us?
That was really interesting information that Susan had, and I think that's really worth looking at again, because they're talking about the VA under the egress of Musk and company, mm-hmm. of being slash and burn. So I think that we are not done with how hard it may be for people to get their justified VA benefit.
Yeah.
So anyway, great. And that was my experience too when it came to Social Security, literally within 2 weeks, same as Susan, when my mother and my brother passed. Same thing. You know, it's gone. I'm calling because of this, the way that this whole thing is being framed. And I think it's so important. Mark said previously, you'd like to see Elon Musk under oath. I think it's this inability to look at truth. I mean, this was Trump. This was the 3,000 lies he had in his first administration. And now here we have the man's richest man in the world, Elon Musk, snorting around in our financial matters. And I would say, where's the evidence? That's just keep asking, what's the evidence? Where's the evidence? You said it yourself. If they say they have these checks, hey, find them, show them. And that you have a news person, supposedly the press secretary, appearing on Fox News saying, we have suspicions. What reporter goes with a story to their news editor and says, I have suspicions. Good enough. Can we go with that?
Mm-hmm.
Are you kidding me? You can't do that. Well, I suppose it's Fox News, which paid out, I don't know, what, $700 million for that defamation case?
Well, that was the one? Dominion case, Joe. They still have Smartmatic, and that's going to be over $1 billion, at least as it's requested by Smartmatic right now. They may settle for less than that, but yeah, that's still ongoing.
Yeah.
But not surprising with it when you have a news network that actively lies, that admitted lying to its audience.
Yeah, and I would say, look at this in the same way that story came up about the Haitian immigrants in Springfield, Ohio, and they're eating the dog.
Mm-hmm.
Remember that story?
Of course.
And it was a grandma that got started. A grandma had lost her cat, and thought, I wonder if somebody ate it. And then there we are, you know, this came to be this millions of people saying they're eating the dogs. Immigrants are eating the dogs. And there was even a quote from Trump, which was the most wonderfully stupid. He's had a lot of stupid quotes, but this one is pretty good. He said that he saw people on TV saying, my dog was taken and used for food. Now, break that down. Number one, how would you know if your dog was used for food? I mean, did they invite you over for the barbecue? That's why, here's your dog. I mean, it's used for food. Are you kidding me? So at any rate, I think that, Cam and other people have done a good job of describing how a large organization like Social Security can have a lot of nooks and crannies. But to say that there is whole spread fraud of what the press secretary said, we have suspicions of tens of millions.
Yep.
Yeah, that's some real reporting. That's really what you want to hear from a press secretary. Yeah, she's really on the nose. You bet.
No, don't worry, Joe. She'll never lie to you. She promises.
Thanks, buddy.
Yeah, thank you, Joe. Appreciate it. As always, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Quote from the press secretary on the Fox, don't call it news. We lie to our audience. They haven't dug into the books yet, but they suspect that there are tens of millions of deceased people receiving fraudulent Social Security payments. Love to see the evidence. 855-75-CIVIC. Heath from DeForest, you're next. Welcome, Heath. What do you got for us?
Hey, Dom.
Hey.
Great show as usual.
Thank you.
Hey, I'm just adding my voice to this. A year and a half ago, my aunt passed away. 2 weeks later, she got her next month's check. It was not even 10 days later, and they went to her bank. They took the money back.
Yeah.
And there was a $1,000 debt. Yeah, this just doesn't happen. The lying just continues and continues. I don't know how much more of this I can take. But I'm glad that you're
down. Heath, we're only a month in, man. He's going to have to suck it up, man. Well, listen, you know, the good thing is we can recognize this. We can have this conversation. We can point out as folks that have some critical thinking skills and don't believe everything we hear and recognize, when you talk about the message, it's also about the messenger. And who are the messengers in this case? Well, this is Elon Musk, who has been incorrect before. And of course, Donald Trump, who is a convicted fraudster and carnival barker. You know, consider the source. And Listen, if and when Heath, if and when they come up and they show, you know, the receipts, because my understanding, Heath, they're supposed to show the receipts on their on their Doge website. To my understanding, there's still no receipts.
I'm sure though. I'm sure we'll see those receipts, Dom. I'm sure we'll see those.
Yes, in 2 weeks, just like Infrastructure Week and the new healthcare bill, man. Hey, thank you for listening, Heath. Certainly appreciate it. 855-752-4842. Be like Heath. Lend your voice to this conversation. L.A. Tom, you're next. Welcome, Tom. What do you got for us?
Well, Dom, I'm wondering about these right-wingers that call up, how they're going to feel when their Social Security check actually needs to take the place of the person that got the 150-year-old Social Security check. Someone's going to have to, you know, beat back that money, and it can't just go to tax cuts for the billionaires, even though that's what they're trying to do. And I would just really appeal to all MAGAs, appeal to these Republicans that, okay, you know what? You won. You own the libs. You did all of that. Now, do we really have to go through the school of hard knocks, or can we just learn from history and not have to go through all of the pain that we're going to go through if we continue down this road? Come join us. Come join we the people and take back our government instead of having oligarchs and instead of having billionaires running the country. Stop cheering on billionaires. You guys hate Hollywood. You hate actors. Why do you love the billionaire class so much? I just don't get it. Do you know how much $1 billion is?
Well, Tom, I mean, they love the billionaires. I'm going to cut you short, man, but thank you so much for listening and contributing. They love the billionaires, and they don't, because you know what? If they work really hard, they might themselves become a billionaire. And when they become a billionaire, they don't want to have to pay all those outrageous FDR taxes.
They'd only have hundreds of millions of dollars then.
Right. I think you make a good point. And I don't think, unfortunately, that we're going to be able to get through this or convince folks. I'm not going to be able to convince folks. I just don't think so. They're going to have to be convinced themselves when they see the writing on the wall and when they see it actually impact them in a negative way, be it the tariffs or the inflation or God knows what's coming down the pike, you know, only a month in. And the other issue is the false idea that because someone is a billionaire or a hundreds of millions there, that they're automatically smart in everything that they do and that they have deserved their wealth. Those are assumptions, and that's not necessarily the case. And as a betting man, I would suggest that's probably not the case in most of these issues when you have billionaires. Where are the Elon Musk's, you know, hospital wings and library wings and Center for the Arts, et cetera, et cetera? Where's all that? Where's Bezos? Where's all that? 855
comes from Soros.
855-752-4842. Come back with us.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
To the Dom Salvia Show, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. No kings allowed here. I don't bow to any man or woman or person or God or being. 855-75-CIVIC. That's how I roll. Matt, go ahead.
Yeah, I just was Googling at the break here, and I caught this from Yahoo News. On Wednesday afternoon, after ordering his administration to intervene in New York City's recently implemented congestion pricing model, Trump wrote on Truth Social, congestion pricing is dead, and long live the king. Shortly after, this is the new part, White House Deputy Chief of Staff Taylor Budowich posted a screenshot of Trump's post on X alongside an AI-generated image of the president, catch this, in a crown and cape. The White House's official X account also shared an image of a fake cover of Time magazine depicting Trump in a golden crown with the headline, Long Live the King. There you go.
The propaganda follows right after. Now, if we're going to, you know, pay attention to what he does and what he says and what he does and make a distinction, is that, how am I supposed to interpret that other than the guy wants to be a king and wipe out democracy, not only in this country, but around the world? What would be the alternative thought and effort for this?
There's not an alternative explanation of it other than the implicit, order, bow down to the king, you know, praise the king, give everything to the king. That's where we're at with, you know, these White House flunkies on social media, putting him in a crown and cape. It's absurd. It's Orwellian. It's certainly not what our democracy is supposed to be. We're the opposite of a monarchy. We fought a monarchy. I mean, do we have to go back and listen to, Paine and Jefferson and these folks
who
rebelled against a king?
I think so. If you have any sense of liberty, you know, of individual liberty and the right to exist, and, you know, if you believe in life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, well, that doesn't go. You cannot also have a king in that equation, because a king is all about the king. That's why he's king. It's good to be king, as Tom Petty said. It's good to meet girls. It's opposite land. And yes, I think we do need Paine, Jefferson, and some of those the historical figures that talked so eloquently and fought against this, and of course, certainly we looked at the course of this country, and we failed in so many ways, but we also succeeded in so many ways. And this fragile, weird experiment that we do to allow to uphold and fight for the welfare of we the people is something new and strange in world history, and we can't let some doofus like Donald Trump unwind that. I mean, Donald Trump unwinding democratic experiment, it would be the greatest tragedy of all tragedies.
That a con man can take down this 250-year tradition of democratic rule, it's just astonishing. It's astonishing how brittle our system of checks and balances appears to be right now. I mean, I take heart that there is resistance across the country. There are protests all over the place. There are lawyers at the Justice Department resigning in protest, and people who are being fired for the, no reason whatsoever are, not afraid to stick their neck out and say how outrageous this all is. And we need more of that. And I think we're going to see more of that. I think Trump's numbers are already going down. And, he's going to ruin the economy. He's going to have a Trump recession he's going to have to answer for. And there will be consequences at the ballot box. But people are going to get hurt financially. And immigrants are getting hurt more than financially right now.
Yeah.
And there is, kind of sadistic postings of immigrants in chains getting on, ice planes that I saw this morning that really turned my stomach. But this is what Donald Trump is delivering now.
This administration and Trump specifically could not do this on his own, right? So it's not just the people around him in his organization and in his administration. It's the voters that voted for him. It's the other branches of government that refuse to uphold their co-equal status with the executive branch.
It's the Supreme Court that gave him essentially a blank check.
Right. There's a lot going into it.
It's the media billionaire owners who are rolling over and playing dead.
Oh, don't even get me going on that. That's a whole nother topic. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Brian from Milwaukee. So Ukraine just invaded itself? Like Poland invaded itself in 1939? Question mark. When will the MAGA supporters wake up, smell the coffee Trump is lying to, taking advantage of you? Thank you, Brian from Milwaukee. Well, let's get a couple of callers in here while we have time. Tom from L.A., you're up. Welcome, Tom. What do you got for us?
Yeah, I think what we're going to see, speaking of authoritarianism, is that there's now 56 cases of measles in Texas. I'm sure Trump's next move is going to be to close the border and demonize and say that it's all the Latinos that have come across the border that are actually giving people measles.
And not the anti-vaxxers themselves, you know what I mean? Nope. Mexico should close the border with the United States to keep the measles from coming to Mexico.
Exactly. That's the you watch. That'll be the next playbook, I think, is what we're going to see. But, yeah, I just, you know, again, I just appeal to the MAGAs and the Republicans out there. Do we really need to go through the school of hard knocks to figure this all out? I mean, go and pick up a history book. It's all there. We don't have an FDR coming, I don't think, at this point. Or at least we have no Democrats that want to say that they're FDR Democrats, which I think is really sad. But I think that we definitely need to read our history, because we've been here before. But we haven't. Germany has. And I think that we need to be aware.
Sorry, Tom, I've got to cut you short. Yeah, we do need to be aware, but you got to have some general curiosity about things, and you have to understand history and be able to read the tea leaves a little bit. And, oh, yeah, that's right, you got to be a little curious and know how to read. 855-752-4842. Come back. More of your calls, 855-75-CIVIC. To the Dom Salvia Show, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Bob Bold, man, he's coming to town. I'm going to go see him at the Pabst.
Ooh, coming up soon. He sounds like he puts on a good show.
Yeah, man, good stuff. Good stuff.
You ever seen him live?
I did. He was at Summerfest a few years ago.
All right.
Yeah,
all right.
It was rocking. I mean, love it. Yeah, good stuff. I got Jess P.S. working hard on the board. I got Matt Rothschild joining me today. You can do so as well. We're going to dive into the speechifying from last night. Governor Tony Evers in the great state of Wisconsin putting out his budget proposals that I think, Assembly Speaker Robin Voss already said, dead on arrival.
Yeah, he was sitting behind him during the delivery, giving him the stink face.
Right. We did have a couple of callers on the voucher. We want to move on, but let's wrap this up. Their points. Yeah, please, Jess.
Matt from Madison called in and said that his big problem, there's no accountability with the voucher schools, and that's absolutely correct. They're not held to the same level of scrutiny or accountability as public schools. Mm. Public schools constantly have a microscope on every single thing that they do. The voucher schools just don't. Then we heard from Jim from Appleton, who said the easiest way to get rid of all these voucher schools, hold them to the same standards as public schools, specifically around enrollment. Mm. You got to take everyone that comes to you and you got to keep them. You can't just hold them for 60 days and then kick them out.
Oh, hold them for the money and then have the resources.
Right.
Yeah. Good. Yeah. It's not equitable by any means, and problematic in many, many ways. So thank you to our fine audience for sharing your thoughts. Matt, last night, Governor Evers putting out his proposals, a lot of ideas. What was some of your favorite takeaways before we get to some of the sound?
Well, I thought it was a good progressive speech. I was generally happy with what the governor was proposing. It was a progressive speech in a whole mess of ways, one of which we talked about already, giving free meals to kids in school like they do in Minnesota, God forbid. Our kids don't go hungry. He also was going to raise the top marginal rate on income so that people who are making $1 million or more are paying now, would be paying 9.8% instead of 7.65%. We have a pretty flat income tax here in Wisconsin, from 3.5 to 7.65. Not a lot of difference between the people who are making the least and the people who are making the most. And so I think that's an important thing. You know, I was surprised because, in a way, Governor Evers was responding to two events. The first event was the shellacking Democrats got at the hands of Donald Trump, especially with working class folks on cost of living issues. So he spent a lot of time, more than usual, talking about how to improve people's cost of living, you know, saying there'd be no tax on home heating, there'd be a better mortgage and rent amount that you could deduct, you know, no tax on tips, like Trump had said, no tax on diapers, things that would really help people on the day-to-day. The other thing that surprised me was, you know, Luigi must have made an impression on Evers. I hate to say it because he really went after the health insurance companies in this speech in a way I hadn't heard him go after them before. Just, you know, on delaying, on, you know, requiring more paperwork, on their pricing, on their slow admission to let people get the care that they need. So paragraph after paragraph after paragraph going after the insurance companies. It was really something to see.
Evers unveiling his budget proposal, $55.5 billion in state funds across the biennium, an increase of 18%. Damn, it's a lot of money, Matt.
It's a lot of money going out the door.
It's going out the door.
It's a wish list. He's not going to get all of it. He's not going to get most of it.
Well, you know, you guys have to inspire. You know, you got to at least lay out a vision, if nothing else, before the Republicans crap all over it.
Right. I mean, you got to at least shoot big and lay out where the priorities are and address the actual needs of the people and say, this is where the needs are. How much are you actually going to meet that, Voss?
Yeah, and some of it, you know, you're not going to give kids free lunches and free breakfast. You're not going to pay for lead abatement that's poisoning our kids. I mean, it's going to be hard for Republicans to oppose some of that stuff. I know they will. I know they've done it in the past.
But well, they'll dig deep and find out how.
Well, it'll just be a big fat no. And, you know, and that's, right. That's really bothering. You know, there are, come on, there's a lot of kids that go hungry, and regardless of what their parents' political affiliation may be, regardless of where they live in the rural areas or suburban areas or in the urban areas, you know, the kids hungry, they don't give a damn what the political affiliation of anybody is, man. They want to eat. Mm-hmm. And how do you focus, man?
You can't.
I mean, as a grown adult, if I get hungry, I get hangry. You know what I mean? And I'm good, man. You know, and if you're growing up and you're going through all the changes and all the pressures of the school and who knows what the home life is like and all those things, a little stability, you know, you talk about the Republicans are all down with the, you know, a stable marketplace. You know, you got to have stability. You got to have consistency. Yeah, so do kids. So do kids. And spending a few bucks to put some food in their belly isn't going to bust the budget. Let's be real about this. And at the end of the day, as Matt mentioned, you know, raising the taxes on some of the wealthiest folks. Yeah, good. So maybe we can use that money to feed the kids unless it's too woke for you.
Yeah, really. Taking food out of the mouths of hungry kids. Can't get much more callous than that.
I mean, we do have some of the sound, then we'll get to some of the calls. 855-752-4842. The PFAS. I've got a proposal for that. Here's Governor Evers, his rousing speech from last night. Just kidding, Tony. Love you, man. Let's hear cut number one, please.
As part of my comprehensive plan to improve water quality statewide, we're working to strengthen Wisconsin's groundwater standards for PFAS. And I'm asking the legislature to support an investment of over $145 million to fight PFAS contamination statewide and provide emergency resources like bottled water to families and communities affected by water contamination.
Feeding the kids clean drinking water? What is this world coming to?
So radical.
I mean, he's not exactly Patrick Henry, but, you know, that is an important thing to do. I mean, if you're in Kewaunee County and your wells are contaminated by PFAS, aren't you going to want that cleaned up? Aren't you going to want, you know, bottled water, free bottled water, so you can, you know, make coffee in the morning and drink in the afternoon?
I mean, it seems logical and practical and literally, you know, for the benefit and the welfare of the American citizens. I mean, this is why we have a governance. And I get, you know, it's ebbs and flows. And some people want, you know, greater expanded. Some people want it contracted and you know, small enough you could drown it in a bathtub. But there is a happy medium. And I think, you know, the basics of, I don't know, call it clean drinking water and, you know, feeding the hungry kids in school. I don't think those are radical ideas. Governor Evers last night swears he will not raise property taxes, but what about, you know, at least putting the voucher schools on it? Let's hear what he says about the property taxes. Cut two, please, Jess.
Wisconsinites wouldn't have to raise their own property taxes to keep school lights on and doors open if this legislature invested in K-12 education from the get-go. In the budget I'm announcing tonight, proves we can both make the investments in our kids that we need to and hold the line on prevent property taxes from going up. All told, our pro-kid budget will do what's best for our kids by providing more than $3.15 billion. Nearly all of it is spendable revenue for schools across Wisconsin, and we're going to make those investments while holding the line on property taxes to ensure the average homeowner will not see a property tax increase. My budget would create a new incentive for local governments to freeze their local property taxes. If local governments agree not to raise the local property taxes, they'll get a direct payment from the state. This will ensure local partners can still afford to pay for basic and unique local needs alike without property taxes going up.
You know, I think it is shameful that the legislature has abandoned their obligation to make the tough calls on raising taxes. I mean, yeah, that's what you're supposed to do. And then you get the inequities between these different communities. Civic Media's own Jimmy Costa has this one out there. Several school districts referendums: Mauston, Tomahawk, Northland Pines, Waterford Union. They all had their referendums passed. Kenosha had a $115 million referendum that failed. Mauston, this is the district, said their additional referendum will not be able to operate past the 26-27 school year. They couldn't. This is operational money, Matt. It passed. They got $7 million over 4 years for operating expenses. Operating expenses. I mean, right. This isn't like capital expenditures. They need to build a new building. This is just, you know, the daily overhead to keep the lights on. This is basic stuff that the Wisconsin legislature is leaving these communities on their own.
Yeah, I mean, the Republican legislature has been strangling our public schools here since Walker came in. And as a result, people are left in school district after school district to go to referendum to increase their taxes to get enough money to keep the lights on in the schools. I mean, it should be the state's responsibility and not the local communities to make sure that our schools are able to function. And it's just been a total abdication by Republicans and a siphoning off again of public money into the private school vouchers that have helped to starve the public schools and require these local communities to go to referendum.
All these things ultimately end up subsidizing the religious indoctrination of students with public money. That's what it boils down to. I mean, I know I keep harping on it, but I'm telling you, if this were, you know, for Muslim schools and teaching Sharia law, these Republicans would freak the F out. But since it's their religion, no problem. Let's move along. Governor Evers last night, no tax on electric and gas. Cut number three, please.
Let's save Wisconsinites money on their monthly utility bills. I'm proposing to eliminate the sales tax on electricity and gas for Wisconsin homes, which will save Wisconsinites about $100 million in out-of-pocket costs each year.
Yeah, okay.
I'm on board.
I'm down with that. Hey, Republicans, you want to pay a little less for your electric and your gas? Only if those rich people pay just a little bit more. We got some more. The tax on tips, as Matt mentioned. Let's hear cut number four, please, Jess.
Well, let's also make sure Wisconsinites can keep more money in their pockets. I'm proposing to nearly double Wisconsin's personal income tax exemption. That means Wisconsinites will pay no income taxes on the first $1,200 they earn, period. And I want us to work together to pass my proposal to support students and workers in our service industries by letting them keep the tips they earn tax-free. Let's eliminate taxes on cash tips.
I will only work for tips. No, just tips, please.
Now, does this feed into the terrible tipping monstrosity that we have in America? Yes.
Yes. Matt, any thoughts on the tipping?
Well, I think that's a really good idea. The fact that Donald Trump brought it up in the first place shouldn't, say we can't do it. It was a good idea. That's why Kamala Harris came behind it as well, and Evers is behind it too. The no tax on your first $1,200, that's not going to be a huge saving for folks. Everything helps, but, that's, $45 or something. You're the accountant, not me, Dom, but, I don't think that's going to be a huge, huge help to folks.
Yeah, every little bit helps. Folks, you are listening to the Dom Salvi Show. We got Matt Rothschild joining me today. You folks are lining up on the board and on the lines, 855-752-4842. I know we have some more sound to get to, but I want to give us plenty of time to get the last couple of bites here from the governor. Before we do that, Matt, as we go to this break, expanding Badger Care. Now, I don't know, as we see what's going on right now with the federal government and the efforts with DOGE and trying to pull back and trying to get into some of these payment processes and perhaps putting Medicaid on the chopping block. And of course, here in the state of Wisconsin, we did not expand. Governor Walker, in his infinite wisdom, came up with a Wisconsin way that made it really, really difficult for people that are in 130% of the poverty level to actually get health care here because they didn't want to do that. And they're all very concerned about, we can't trust the federal government. Well, it's kind of a self-fulfilling prophecy when you put in a guy like Donald Trump who threatens to cut off your funding. Yeah, when your own guy is saying maybe we're not going to pay it, maybe they were right, but in just the wrong way. Folks, come back with us. We're going to finish up the Evers sound from last night, 855-752-4842.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Welcome back to the Dom Salvia Show, our last segment of the day. If you got something to say and something good to share, 855-752-4842. Tell us something good, 855-75-CIVIC. Jess, let's start with you, since this was your bright idea.
Why do you make it sound like it was such a bad idea?
It's a great idea. I love this.
Spectacular.
It is a great idea. It just makes me work hard. I got to come up with something good. I'm such a negative Nancy all the time. Mm-hmm. So
it's Jess, good exercise for you.
Tell me what's good for me.
Uh-huh. It's part of my job.
I'll tell you what's good for me.
Something good.
Yes.
This isn't necessarily bright and cheerful and happy, but this is just good.
Okay.
I've been rewatching The West Wing. And last night I got to the season 2 finale, which if anyone who is familiar with this show, the season finales of this they're always very big, very dramatic. And this, There's a very dramatic death that occurs and a reckoning with it. And the acting of it, the production of it is just incredibly done. It is so deeply artistic and so emotional that you cannot help feeling things and processing through some things that you're feeling while watching it. So I watched it last night. I had a really good cry from it. It was very cathartic. Right.
I always kind of bust your chops because I reference things that you haven't seen yet. Right. I have not watched West Wing, so you would recommend.
Absolutely. Yeah, right. Absolutely.
Big fan of Aaron Sorkin, who's the author of that and NBC producing that. And it also, if I can just follow up on just good thought there, And to make this not darker, but the importance of the arts, right? In conveying those kinds of things. We've got creative yes. people in this nation yeah. who can change the ways in which we think and move ourselves to not only emotions, but also good intellectual things. And my president is now the head of the chairman of the board or the, in charge of the Kennedy Center, where they're canceling performances right now.
Yeah, they got rid of right? those gay dancers.
Exactly.
Yeah, I can't
right?
have that. Yeah.
And so we can't have the arts anymore. No. And again, it's the juxtaposition of those two amazing things. West Wing, Aaron Sorkin, Jeb Bartlett, our fictitious president oh. for all those years, right?
Oh,
and
man.
Now we have a real president who is just the polar opposite, right?
All right, Jim, you got something good?
I do. We talked a lot of today along with your callers, your one, Jean, Margaret, Paul, Mark, everybody, Tom, about all of these federal workers and contractors who are losing their jobs. So if you happen to be in the Washington, D.C. area and you're suddenly finding yourself on the receiving end of a pink slip, you should know that there are all sorts of corporations and companies there who are paying it forward. So, for example, there's a flower shop in Alexandria that's offering free bouquets for any recently laid off federal employees and contractors. You go forward, you identify the date of your furlough and what happened to you.
Nice.
A place called the Right Proper Brewing Company. If you want to buy a federal worker a beer, Jess, the Shaw Brew Pub has a pay it forward program allowing customers to do just that. You buy a beer for $8 through an online program called Executive Order Me a Beer. Okay.
Nice.
Right, right. You've got the DC-based choir, the 13th choir is offering two free tickets for its upcoming performance of To the Field of Stars for any federal workers who've been laid off recently. Lyman's Tavern, once again, hosting a happy hour on fundraiser for federal workers alongside the Federal Unionist Network on February 21st. That's tomorrow.
That's
all kinds
tomorrow.
Of good things
yeah.
on behalf of federal employees finding themselves out of a job inappropriately, illegally today in our nation's capital.
Well All done, right, Jim Santel.
James Santel, lighten it up. Appreciate that. Tell us something good. Well, Mary, she texted in, I am a new grandma. Amelia Joan was born yesterday. Aw.
Congratulations, Mary.
Yeah, congratulations. That's fantastic. Hope mommy and the baby doing well. Tom from Madison, he's got something good. You know how to play the game. 855-752-4842. Tom, welcome. What do you got?
Hey, guys. Yeah, I'm working with a group called Vermont's Last Theater Company, and they are doing a play that I'm performing at Museo Madison, the new music space on Winnebago, called Joe Hill, Alive as You and Me. If you want to hear about the labor movement back in 1910, 1915, it's Museo Madison, 2040, Winnebago. It's free, though donations are accepted. And we handle all those really, you know, scary terms like anarchy and communism and socialism. And I think you'd really like it.
Tom, you're on stage. What part do you play?
Everything.
Everything. Basically,
okay. I do the songs. And I got to tell you, when I first got approached to do this, I didn't know anything about Joe Hill except that Joan Baez sung about him at Woodstock.
And right.
And when you take the deep dive into the IWW and, you know, the back in the day when corporations had armies and there were massacres of coal miners and things that, yeah. you know, might be creeping into our national history again today.
Yeah.
Couldn't be a better time to see it.
Right on, Tom. Thank you so much. Appreciate you sharing. Folks, go check it out. It's free, but they do take donations. 855-752-4842. I want to share just a little bit since we're running out of time. Jimmy Pritzker, governor of Illinois, did his state of the state yesterday. A couple of paragraphs I want to share with you right now. There are people in my own party who think that if you just give Donald Trump everything he wants, he'll make an exception and spare you some of the harm. I'll ignore the moral abdication of that position for just a second to say, almost none of those people have the experience with this president that I do. I once swallowed my pride to offer him what he values most, public praise on the Sunday news shows, and in return for ventilators and masks in the worst pandemic, we made a deal. Turns out his promises were as broken as the BiPAP machines he sent us instead of the ventilators. He concludes, Pritzker, tyranny requires your fear and your silence and your compliance. Democracy requires your courage. So gather your justice and humanity and do not let the tragic spirit of despair overcome us when our country needs us the most. Folks, this is the Dom Salvia Show. Thank you, James Santel, former U.S. Attorney. Check his show out on Saturdays, 9 to 11. Thank you, Jess P.S. Folks, stick around. Pichwaba Nightlight coming up next. Have a great night. We'll see you tomorrow.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.